Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. In just a minute, Bill heads out on the Rhymalachian Trail to hunt for limericks.
Wow.
It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, a new company, this is great, a new company has finally solved one of the worst aspects of owning a cat. They're selling a brand new product that does what?
Decorate your cat's butt.
That's exactly right. Paula, and I know this is something of an overgeneralization, but you don't know anything, and you knew that. That's both impressive and shocking.
Every cat owner, Peter.
Yes, Paula.
Has to make that decision.
What decision?
What to do about that one part of your cat that's not cute.
Well, here's the solution. As we say, cats are constantly walking around with their tails in the air, putting their butts in your face. Enter Twinkle Tush, a new product that claims to solve the problem by bedazzling your cat's backside. Don't get alarmed. What it is it's basically a little flat Christmas ornament type thing that is on a loop that you put over your cat's tail and turns what was once unsightly into a work of one-of-a-kind art.
I hope at least one of them is just a little evergreen.
You know, that's a great idea. We in the Poundstone home have been doing something similar to this in a lot less expensive way for many years, which is I just snatch the do not disturb sign from any hotel I'm in.
And just hang it right there
off
the tail.
Hang it right over the cat's tail.
That would work.
How drunk would you have to be to sit around and come up with that?
How drunk would you think you are if you're at a friend's house and you see one of these walk by? I just hit bottom. That cat's butt was twinkling. All right, Adam, it is time for a new game we're calling...
I've got good news and bad news.
We tell you the good news, you tell us the bad news.
Excellent.
You ready?
Sure.
Right. The good news is there is a new, very promising treatment for enlarged prostates. What is the bad news?
It shrinks all the surrounding bits.
Once you had an enlarged prostate, now you are a very tiny man. I'll give you a hint, it's the buzz in all the medical journals.
You have to get stung by bees.
Well, it is bee venom. We'll give
bee
it
venom
to you.
Okay.
Bees.
Right.
It just so happens the last place you want a bee to sting you is the place that might actually do you some good.
Wow.
Bee venom has suppressed enlarged prostates in tests. In a corollary finding, 9 out of 10 men who stopped to think about what this means involuntarily crossed their legs.
Yeah, I just did.
But if you think being stung by a bee 8 inches up your colon sounds like the worst thing ever, think how the bee feels about it.